This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love.
And as I said last week, I don't know if we're on the road to romance, but we certainly are on the road to nearly 2 hours of easy jazz with me, John Redman. And it's coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Well, today is Friday, September the 12th, 2025. And out there it's raining. Boy, is it raining. And it's only 11 degrees. 11 degrees Celsius, which is 52 degrees Fahrenheit in old money. But I'm here. I made my way here through the rain and the wind. And I'm going to be here until noon today, bringing you my selection of easy jazz records. Except, of course, they're on CDs. Anyway, if you are listening to me on the radio, you'd be on one of two different frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. You could dial those in if you're in your car out in the rain. A lot of people around the world, of course, would be listening to our live stream. And the live stream is actually available to you if you have a smart device and if you go to your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And our homepage will come up, our website page will come up, and at the very top there's a little rectangular bit and it says Listen Live. So click on that and you can listen to whatever is being broadcast at Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked on it. Easy, eh? I'll do a promo about the station anyway, just after 11 o'clock today. Now, regular listeners will know that the first track I play on a new Friday is the last one from the week before, of which you only had a few bars. So what was I playing when I had to go off air last week? Well, I was playing Route 66, and that's a song that was composed in 1946 by American songwriter Bobby Troup, and I'm going to play it for you right now, as recorded by the Four Freshmen on their 1960 album called Voices and Brass. Four Freshmen with Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty.
You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City's mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? Make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66.
What a great, great quartet, that band. Oh, that, as I said to you many times before, they are still going. That recording that you got there of Route 66 by the Four Freshmen, that was recorded in 1960. The Four Freshmen are still going. Not the same people. They've all long gone. And they're still getting huge gigs all around the world. And I've always loved the Four Freshmen. Anyway, that was Bobby Troup. He wrote that. And Bobby Troup was a very lucky man because he was the second husband of that beautiful-looking lady and great singer, Julie London. Right, let's move on. Satin Doll is a jazz standard written in 1953 by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn with lyrics added by Johnny Mercer. Nancy Wilson recorded it in 1966. However, in 1991, a remastered recording of her singing Satin Doll was released. And that's the one I'm going to play you right now. Nancy Wilson from our remastering disc of 1991 singing for us Satin Doll.
Cigarette holder, which wigs me over his shoulder. I know he digs me. Out catting that satin doll. Baby, shall we go? Out skipping, careful, amigo. You're flipping, speaks Latin. That satin doll. So I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give it a try, but I ain't for no guy catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number. Well, you know I'm doing my rumba with a you know. And that my satin doll. Thank you. Well, you know I'm doing my rumba. Whether you know I'm batting my satin doll.
Whoop-de-whoop, that was the charming Nancy Wilson singing the Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, and Johnny Mercer 1953 song, Satin Doll. And that was the 1991 remastered copy that you heard. When she recorded it in 1966, the backing band was that of Quincy Jones. And, of course, he was there on the remastered too, wasn't he? Okay, well, look, all you people out there sheltering from this rain and the chilliness out there, thank you for listening in, no matter where you are, no matter in what country you are. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this week's Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman. And, oh, listen, I've got to say to you, thanks once again for all listeners who sent me happy birthday wishes, either by text, by email, by messenger, by chat, by WhatsApp, and all the other things. Thank you so much. But, yeah, I mean, that was last week. However, let's get on, shall we? Here's a recording made by the British band leader Ted Heath and his music. Ted made this in 1947 for Decca Records. And the tune that you're going to hear, Ted and his, never said, and his orchestra. It was always his music. And the tune you're going to hear is called Twilight Time. Now, that was written by a man called Buck Ram. And Buck Ram originally wrote the lyrics of this particular piece as a poem. But some years later, he decided that he'd add music to it as well. Well, have a listen to Ted Heath's version of Twilight Time, recorded in 1947.
Thank you.
Definitely music of its era, that 1947 recording. Ted Heath and his music made it for Decca Records in 1947. And the tune was Twilight Time. Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Deep in the mist, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. See, that's how it started, as a poem. Anyway, I don't know about you, but when I hear music like that, I mean, that music, you know, music was written for dancing back then. And I always get this sort of visual image in my mind of, you know, people actually dancing. I have no idea what that was. Was it a quick step? I don't know. But I just imagine people dancing, you know, old-fashioned type dancing. Now we're going to go on to something completely different. The Bronx Horns were formed in the mid-90s, and the band became very popular because it played fairly hard-edged Latin jazz. The band was founded by a man called Mitch Froman, who was a tenor sax player, but he also played the flute. And he had been a member of Tito Puente's band for nearly 25 years. At its peak, the Bronx Horns consisted of a total of 8 musicians, and so you can listen to how they sounded. Here is a tune they recorded in 1999 for Top 10 Records. It's a tune written by that tenor saxophonist and flautist, Mitch Froman, and it's called Catch the Feeling. Okay, Bronx Horns with Catch the Feeling. Yeah! Yeah! Cha-cha-cha. Yeah, let it go. Thank you. Hey, how many of you were standing up when I first started to play that? And how many of you went standing up as soon as you heard that music? You started to swing your hips, because that was some nice Latin jazz, and it was the Bronx Horns who supplied it to us. And the tune was called Catch the Feeling, and it was written by the man who formed the Bronx Horns, a man called Mitch Froman. And again, like I said to the Ted Heath, listening to the music, yeah, I can imagine people, you know, dressed up in their nines. But when I hear music like that, a bit of Latin jazz, I can picture the lady and the man perhaps just holding fingertips and both swinging their hips. Yeah, if you did, fine, great, wonderful. Now, keeping slightly in line with that last number, here's a tune that was written by the Hammond organist. Hang on, I'll say that again, shall I? The Hammond organist, Richard Groove Holmes. And he recorded this on his 1989 Muse Records album, which is called Blues All Day Long. The tune that Richard wrote is called Chica's Dance. That's C-H-E-E-K-A apostrophe S, Chica's Dance. And on this recording, he's on the Hammond organ. Houston Person is on the tenor sax. Cecil Bridgewater is on the trumpet. Jimmy Ponder is on the guitar. And another Cecil Brooks, is on the drums. So for your listening pleasure, here is the Richard Groove Holmes big group with this 1989 recording of Chica's Dance. See? Bit similar, right?
Thank you.
So there you had a follow-up, another Latin jazz track that I played for you there to follow the Bronx Horns, and that was the Hammond organist Richard Groove Holmes with a tune he wrote called Chica's Dance, and he was on the Hammond organ, Houston Person on tenor sax, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Jimmy Ponder on the guitar, and Cecil Brooks on the drums. And I don't know if you you were aware of Jimmy Ponder playing some very Wes Montgomery octaves on the guitar, and he made a good job of it too. So if you love jazz guitar, and you know all about Wes Montgomery, you'll understand what I say about Jimmy Ponder was playing Wes Montgomery style octaves. Okay, I better give you the time. It's 10:37 a.m. on this Friday, the 12th of September, 2025. Now, I'm going to play a track from a young lady that I haven't actually played anything by her for quite some time now. And the lady is, well, she's a very young lady, and her name is Amy, A-M-I, Prenova. Now, she was born in Bulgaria, brought up in the UK. She's a singer and composer. She hasn't recorded very much for the last few years because she has two young children under the age of five. But I do have an album that she very kindly sent me. And this is a recording she did in 2020. And the album's called Precious Days. And I would like you to listen to this. And I'll warn you now, when this gets to an end, there's a sudden bang, finish. It's a really sudden ending. I'll warn you now. But anyway, listen to Amy. She wrote this song. She scats and sings. She has Joe Perkins on acoustic guitar, Danielle Perfrida on electric guitar, Sionard Atkin on violin, Jack Tustin on bass, and Lilia Loncheva on percussion. The song that Amy wrote and she's going to sing and scat to now is called Moray Eggs, M-O-R-A-Y, Moray Eggs. Amy Prenova. Did I told you that it just ended, didn't I? Just bang out of the view. It caught me off guard even there, although I warned you. Anyway, that was Amy Pranova and a 2020 recording she did of a song that she wrote called Moray Eggs. Now, she wrote all the arrangements for all the different musicians. So I'll just remind you, Joe Perkins was on acoustic guitar, Daniela Kufrida on electric guitar, Shined Aitken on violin, Jack Tustin on bass, and Lilia Loncheva on percussion. She's a clever young lady, believe me, and she's also a very good chef. Not that I've ever eaten anything she's cooked, but I've seen her, a video of her. Well, I've actually done live video links with Amy, and quite often she's been in the kitchen. Let's move on now, shall we? Velvet and Brass is a 1995 album by Mel Torme with the Rob McConnell Boss Brass Big Band. It was Mel Torme's last studio recording. 1995, this was recorded. He had a stroke in 1996, and he died in 1999 after suffering further strokes. So let's have this memory of good old Mo Torme, the Velvet Fog, as he sings with Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Big Band, Cole Porter's composition, which is called I Get a Kick Out of You. Tick, tick, ticking. Here we go.
Champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some dig that perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one whiff, it would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do, but I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you. Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? Did it? Did it? Did it? Da 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 da. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick being thrown from a plane.
1,000-foot fall doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick? You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you.
Yes, that was the man himself, of course, Mr. Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. And that recording of I Get a Kick Out of You, Mel recorded in 1995. He recorded with the Rob McConnell Boss Brass Big Band, and the album is called Velvet and Brass. And, of course, as I said before, it was Mel Torme's last studio recording. Now, I remind you that I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11. So if you want to know what the news is all about and the weather's all about, you'll have to wait until noon, won't you? Okay, now, the British multi-instrumentalist, arranger and composer Dave Ramm, R-A-M-M, played piano, and recorded and arranged many of my gigs in the UK between the period 1998 and 2001, before I came back to New Zealand. Dave owned and operated the Owl Cottage Studio in London, and in 1997, he recorded an album that he called Jazz on a Sun Day. Not Sunday, but Sun Day. Two separate words. And from that album, I'm going to play you a tune written in 1973 by a man called David Nichtern. And the tune is called Midnight at the Oasis. So we've got Dave Ramm on the piano, Fraser Snell on bass, Rod Brown on the drums. And they're going to bring us this recording, 1997, of Midnight at the Oasis. Dave Ramm. Thank you. tune was Midnight at the Oasis. The arrangement to that tune you've just heard was made by Dave Ram, who played the piano, and he had Fraser Snell on bass and Rod Brown on the drums. And that was recorded at Owl Cottage Studio in southeast London in 1997. You are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. And it's coming out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And it's my time to tell you a little bit more about this great radio station. Radio Hawke's Bay is a community access media station. It's a station that can put you on air. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We put out about 100 programs a week, and we have around 80 broadcasters. We started off 30 years ago as radio kidnappers, but we found that people could never, ever say radio kidnappers. It would be, oh, are you on Cape Kidnappers Radio and such like. So the decision was made to rebrand, and 3 years ago we became Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, remember, we're a community access media station. We are not a typical commercial radio station. We're not a station that does nothing but music. Yes, you're listening to music right now, Easy Jazz. But we cover all genres of music. Jazz, classical music, traditional music, pop music, rock music, bluegrass, country and western, African music, everything you can think of. But we're not principally a music radio station. We have many, many programs that are not devoted to music. If you want to know what those programs would be, if you go to your search engine with your smart device and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and then click, our homepage will come up from our website. Now, on that website, you can find out everything you need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay. You can see our schedule. So you can see who's on Monday through to Sunday, at what time and what program. You can listen to podcasts. If you've missed one of your favorite sessions, then if you go to the podcast, then start to type in the name of your program, and a little ladder will fall down, if you know what I mean, and you will see, like, say it's Easy Jazz. So you type in E-A-S-Y-J-J. Down comes a thing and say, oh, there it is, Easy Jazz. Oh, yeah, look, the 12th of September. Yeah, I didn't miss that one. Click on it and you can hear it. Simple as that. Now, we live stream all around the world. Not just around New Zealand, but all around the world. And that is more than a lot of the commercial radio stations can do. We have a permanent staff that I always refer to as the Dream Team. And these guys, they're the ones who keep everything running behind the scenes, if you like. You could also become a broadcaster. If you or your organization, your club or whatever, you have something you think are international-wide reach to listeners would be like to listen to, all you have to do is to dial a phone number. Now, that's your hint to pick up something to write with and something to write on but you can write on the back of your hand if you wish. So, have you got a pen, pencil? Yeah. Piece of chalk? Yep, good. This is a number you ring. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 806-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the Dream Team and say, hey, I've been listening to some of your programs, one of your programs, and I understand that you're looking for new broadcasters. We have a great idea for a program, and then you can come into the station and you can talk to the Dream Team and tell them what your idea for a program is. And as I say, it doesn't have to be a music program. There are two jazz programs on Radio Hawke's Bay. There's mine, Easy Jazz with John Redman, and my friend Ian Hunt. He has his jazz program called Two for Jazz. And Two for Jazz goes out on Tuesdays from between 4 and 6. My repeat is something like the middle of the night, and that was originally designed to get the Northern Hemisphere listeners. Although, of course, that was done in the days when we didn't have an international live stream. But I do get out there as well. So you got that? Good. Let's get back to the music. Now, I've been doing this show since 2006. And I started off with half an hour, then went to an hour, and didn't take me long to go to 2 hours. It is not that easy to put together a two-hour program every week. And I do it live. If you want to come and do a program yourself, you don't have to do it live. It can be recorded. I like to do live. And you know what they say? You can please some of the people all of the time. All the people some of the time, but never all the people all of the time. Now, I'm very fortunate that I've got a very, very good band of listeners all around the world, particularly, here in, I've got great, fantastic listeners here in the Hawke's Bay. I have to put this program together weekly, and I've got to make sure that I don't play something I played last week or last month. Fortunately, I've got a very large CD collection, and I can use that so that you don't listen to the same things like every week or every 2 weeks or whatever. And having said this, let me go on to the next track. Big Band Bossa Nova is a 1962 album that features the tenor sax player Stan Getz. And he recorded this album, Big Band Bossa Nova, with the Gary McFarland Orchestra. It was released in 1962 by Verve Records. Now, if you like bossa novas, you'll enjoy this arrangement of a tune originally written by the Brazilian Luiz Bonifa, and he wrote this tune, and the Brazilian name is Mana de Carnival, in English, Morning of the Carnival. And that's what you're going to hear right now with Gary McFarland's orchestra, Stan Getz on the tenor sax, and the guitar of Jim Hall. So sit back and listen to this bossa nova as Stan Getz and the gang bring us Morning of the Carnival. ¶¶ That man on the tenor guitar, tenor saxophone was Stan Getz. The man who was on the acoustic guitar was Jim Hall, and the orchestra was that of Gary McFarland. Now, that recording was made in 1962, and it's on a Verve Records album called Big Band Bossa Nova. Stan Getz is probably one of the first people to come back from Brazil having listened to Bossa Nova in Brazil, and he's one of the first to bring it back to the US and actually present it to the world. And of course, you know, Bossa Nova today is just a normal acceptance now of a part of jazz. Okay, so anyway, the tune was called Morning of the Carnival. Time now for Dennis Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D, a one-time singer with Count Basie, and I'm going to bring you a song from his 1997 Concord Jazz album, which is called Get Here. And Dennis is singing with the Gerald Albright Band, and he's going to sing a song for us that was written by a saxophone player called Archie Shepp. And the song Dennis Rowland is about to sing is called Things Have Got to Change.
Midnight blues swirling round in my head. Can't stand another night in this empty bed. Still don't know just where I went wrong, but I know the nights are getting way too long. 1 a.m. and it's starting to rain. Can't let this loneliness drive me insane. Look out the window, what do I see? Everybody's got somebody but me. Lord have mercy, things have got to change. 4 a.m. and I'm trying not to cry. Girl packed up, walked out without a goodbye. Won't let this thing get the best of me. Sitting alone crying the blues is not my destiny. Time is passing and it won't stand still. Wind's getting colder and I'm feeling the chill. Gotta get busy like a Georgia mule, 'cause I know my mama didn't raise no fools. Lord have mercy, things have got to change. I said, Lord have mercy, things have got to change. Stand another night in this cold, empty bed. Still don't know just where I went wrong, but I know the nights are getting way too long. 1 a.m. starting to rain. Can't let this loneliness drive me insane. Look out the window, what do I see? Everybody's got somebody but me. Lord have mercy, things have got to change. I said, Lord, have mercy, things have got to change. They can't keep me down, baby, they've got to change. Oh, if I can just hold out till daylight comes, I know things have got to change. Hey! a good man down forever. Won't let this thing get the best of me, no, no. Everybody got somebody but me. You know, Geneva didn't raise no fool. Things have got to change, baby. Bob, we did.
You got to admit that was a toe tapper, wasn't it? Yeah, because it was. The singer was Dennis Rowland, and he recorded that song, Things Have Got to Change, in 1997, and the track came from his Concord Jazz album called Get Here. Now, I said at the beginning of this that he was a one-time singer with Count Basie. Do you know that Basie, from the mid-1930s, right up until he died, he really only had three male singers? Now, the first one was a man called Jimmy Rushing. And Jimmy Rushing was a very short, rotund gentleman, and his nickname was Mr. 4x4. 4 foot high and 4 foot round. And then, of course, Joe Williams became Basie's male singer. And when Joe Williams decided to go solo, Basie got this young guy called Dennis Rowland. And if you're familiar with particularly Joe Williams singing, you know that Dennis Rowland sounds a lot like Joe Williams. Now, he's now in his 80s, and I saw a video not long ago where he was still singing 4 years ago. Pretty good, eh? Anyway, that was Dennis Rowland with Things Have Got to Change. If you are a jazz guitar lover, then you better pay attention, because coming up right now, I've got the Scottish jazz guitarist Jim Mullen, and I'm going to play a track from his 1997 album called We Go Back. He's got Gareth Williams on piano, Mick Hutton on bass, Gary Husband on drums, and Jim on guitar is going to play a composition that he wrote, and that composition is called Medication. Not meditation, medication. You know, your medication, the stuff that we older people take quite a lot? Good. You understand what I'm trying to say, eh? Anyway, here from 1997, Jim Mullen with Medication. Thank you. Yeah, another one that just stopped. A good toe tap of that one was too, wasn't it? Jim Mullen was on the guitar, Gareth Williams on piano, Mick Hutton on bass, Gary Husband on drums. And the track was a composition by the guitarist, Jim Mullen, and it's called Medication. And it comes from Jim's 1997 album, which is called We Go Back. Now, Jim Mullen does not use a pick. He uses his right thumb only, which is exactly the same way that the great Wes Montgomery played the guitar. And when you listen at the speed at which Jim Mullen plays, you'd never believe it was just his thumb, would you? Anyway, that was a good wake-up, that one, wasn't it? Now, this next one, I did play this a couple of months ago, and I've had a request by someone who really liked it. They don't want to be named, shy people. They listened to it a couple of months ago and thought it was absolutely brilliant, and could I play it again? Okay, well, I am, for you unknown person out there. It's a very nice jazz piece. It was recorded live in the Netherlands in Holland in 1981, and it features Bob Brookmeyer playing the valve trombone and John Schofield playing the jazz guitar. And they both improvise, playing a tune written by John Blackburn and Carl Zustorf in 1944, and the tune is called Moonlight in Vermont. It's introduced by a Dutch presenter, so just have a listen to the valve trombone and the jazz guitar as they improvise on Moonlight in Vermont. Thank you.
even if they're feeling bad, I'm bad.
You got to admit, that was really nice. Nice and smooth, easy jazz, wasn't it? We had Bob Brookmeyer on the valve trombone, John Schofield on the jazz guitar, and they improvised on that lovely tune, Moonlight in Vermont. You've probably heard me say this before, but Moonlight in Vermont, the lyrics are quite unusual in as much that they do not rhyme. Most lyrics, of course, do rhyme because they're written like poems. But that one, Moonlight in Vermont, doesn't rhyme at all. Doesn't stop it being an absolutely great piece of music, though. Time, 11:38 and 47 seconds. And according to my little computer on my wrist, it tells me it's still raining. Charming. This next recording was made in 1955, and it features the American singer Frances Faye. And she is backed on this particular recording by the Russell Garcia Orchestra. The song is one written in 1937 by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. And Frances Faye is going to sing for us. September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Spring is here to me, it's still September. That September in the rain. September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. That September in the rain.
Wow, Frances Faye, she was the singer. And she recorded that song in 1955. Whew, eh? And she was backed by the Russell Garcia Orchestra. And the song, of course, was the one made really famous by George Shearing way back in that song was written in 1937. But George Shearing made a massive hit with it in 1947. Skylark was written by Hoagie Carmichael and that man, Johnny Mercer. And it was first recorded and released by Gene Krupa and his orchestra. And Anita O'Day provided the vocal chorus on it. Now, Bobby Troup, the man who wrote Route 66, was the husband of Julie London. He recorded it in 1955. And the album that he sang this on was called Bobby Troup Sings Johnny Mercer. So here is that recording. The singer is Bobby Troup. Howard Roberts is on guitar. Red Mitchell is on bass. Don Heath is playing the drums, but he plays with the brushes on this one. So please listen to Bobby Troup and the boys bring for us this Skylark.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the skylark. I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Now, Bobby Troup was not really thought of as a vocalist, but he did occasionally record singing, and that was an example of the way that he sang. I know some people say, oh no, he was never a singer. No, he wasn't principally a singer. He was a songwriter and a producer. But there was nothing wrong with that version he sang of Skylark, was there? I mean, he had some great musicians backing him. Howard Roberts on the 7-string guitar, not a 6-string guitar. Red Mitchell on bass and Don Heath playing brushes on the drums. Very nice, very nice. And a beautiful song. Skylark is such a gorgeous song. Now, I was saying earlier on, I try not to play the same music track every month or so. But I'm going to actually bring you another Mel Torme. I brought you one earlier in the show, and that was taken from Mel Torme's very last studio album. This track was recorded live, and it's on, it comes from a Bethlehem Records album called Mel Torme at the Crescendo Club, 1955. So a long time before the previous one I played, which he recorded in 1997. So Mel is going to sing, backed by the Marty Paich Quintet. Now, Marty Paich, Mel Torme recorded so many songs with Marty Paich, whether it was Marty Paich Quintet, Marty Paich Dectet, or Marty Paich Orchestra. So backed by, this time, the Marty Paich Quintet, please enjoy Mel Torme as he sings for us a song written in 1944 by Hugh Martin and Rolf Blaine, a song that was introduced by Judy Garland in a musical film called Meet Me in St. Louis. And the song is called, the song originally, when Judy sang it, said boy. Because Mel's a boy singing it, he sings The Girl Next Door.
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, though I think of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see there's no hope for me. Though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heartsore, the girl next door, affection for me, won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her, the girl next door.
Okay, that was Mel Torme, and that was a live recording that he did at the Crescendo Club in 1955. And backed by the Marty Paich Quintet, he sang so beautifully for us that Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine ballad called The Girl Next Door. Well, we're running short of time now, guys, so here's Dame Cleo Lane. She recently died, but we all have memories of her in the recordings that she made over a long period. Here's one of them. It's Cleo Lane singing a song written by Rodgers and Hart called I Could Write a Book. And Cleo recorded this in 1975, backed by her husband, Johnny Dankworth, and his big band. Cleo Lane, I Could Write a Book.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world could never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you.
She died just a few weeks ago, but as I said in the lead up to that song, she has left us a massive amount of recordings that she did over many, many years. And if you had never heard Dame Cleo Lane sing before, then that was a brilliant example of how well she could sing. She sang for us I Could Write a Book, and she recorded it in 1975, backed by her husband, Johnny Dankworth's big band. So there you go. Well, we've only got, what have we got? About 3 minutes before I need to finish. So let me just say, look, thank you for tuning in, wherever you may be in the great big wide world of ours, tuning in to listen to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ripman, on this 12th of September, 2025. I'll be back next week, God willing, with another selection of easy jazz for you. I want you to be careful, particularly if you're local and you're out there in this rain, be careful, switch your lights on, and remember to use your indicator. Okay, remember also, love the ones that love you because they'll love you back so much more. Here's a little bit of Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ from a 1994 Blue Note album called The Master. And Jimmy Smith is on the Hammond organ. Another Jimmy Smith is on drums. Kenny Burrell on guitar. And they're going to perform a little bit of a Horace Silver composition called The Preacher. God bless you all. See you next week. And for goodness sake, take care. John Redmond signing off now. Jimmy Smith coming up for a bit.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.